Start your week smiling with your friends, Kathy Zant and Michelle Frechette. It's time to get ready for some weekly motivation with WP Motivate.
Happy Friday, Kathy.
Happy Friday, Michelle. It's a little bit different this time, isn't it?
I know. You're not sitting right next to me in the warm, beautiful desert with the windows open. No, there's snow on the ground in Rochester today.
Is there really? Oh my gosh. Yeah. It was a nice trip, wasn't it? I watched our episode from last week and I was just like feeling sad that it happened so fast.
I know it was over so quickly, but it was so good to see you and like not just see you like I see you on my computer screen, but like see you, hug you, enjoy a meal together, all of that. It was so good.
Laugh, have fun, meet new people. Yes. Can I just tell you? I have an idea for our topic today because, you know, I did write a blog post after the Sunday morning after I got home. I was just like, you know, very much in the vibe of like my experience. So I wanted to write a blog post, and a big session of that blog post is about you. I've been to a lot of WordCamps. I have been behind a lot of tables and worked a lot of booths and been in a lot of rooms where speaking has occurred. Sat at a lot of dinners, gone to a lot of after parties. Yeah. And there's something special about you, Michelle. Can I just like, I'm not stroking your ego, but I am gonna a little bit because you make everybody, and maybe you can like share some of your magic with me, but you make everybody feel like super comfortable, like they belong there. And like you've known them forever. There's no like, oh, how do you use WordPress? It's like, no, you're already like best friends with everybody. Like, there's no like trick to it. You just do it.
I just like people. And I remember what it was like going to my first WordCamp. Like when I went to my first meetup, my very first meetup ever, it was run by a bunch of guys here in Rochester. One of them was the husband of one of my best friends. And she wasn't really in WordPress, but he was. And he started a blog for us and whatever. Anyway, that's another story. But he says, hey, we're having this meetup. Why don't you come? So I go to this meetup. It was upstairs, no elevator. And luckily back then I could actually take the stairs slowly, but take the stairs. So I get there and like the room is already dim because they've got this projector that they're going to use. There's like 10 guys sitting around. Not a single woman in the room. And then there's me. And they launch into this topic. Like they don't go around the room and introduce themselves and have any of that like that we usually do, right? They launch right into the topic. And it was on like AWS and it was on CSS. And for somebody who were like, I have a blog somebody built for me, I could like feel the wind over my head as all these topics whooshed by me, messing up my hair. They were going so fast. And I thought, I'm in the wrong place. And I sat there and I didn't say a word because I literally didn't know anything about CSS. I didn't know how to inspect Element, like all the things, of course, that I know how to do now. But as a brand new person to WordPress, I knew one person in the room. They were in charge of the room, so they couldn't sit by me and like give me any indication of what's happening or, hey, don't worry about it. This is really intense for usual. Usually we're not this, like any of that conversation. I literally just sat there feeling like if I could make myself small enough to like slide under the door and leave, I would have. No. And it's not to say they weren't friendly. They weren't purposely leaving me out. It's just the way that kind of went. It was probably 2 years before I went back to another meetup. And so I started going a little more because, they weren't all that bad. And then they were like, other people would talk or lead or whatever. And then they said, does anybody want to like take over running this group? Well, they were doing it such as they'd be like, hey, we haven't had a meetup in a while. Everybody free next Tuesday? And I'm like, my brain and my schedule can't handle that kind of spontaneity. It's Friday. Let's have a meetup on Tuesday. So I said, I'd be happy to coordinate this. First Monday of every month, 6:30 to 8:30. We're going to have a year's worth of topics in advance, and went a little crazy that way. But I never wanted anybody else who comes into the WordPress bubble, the WordPress community, to feel like they don't belong, like I felt like I didn't belong that first time.
So
I presume competence about people, but also give them the benefit of the doubt. So instead of saying, I'm sure you know all about this, and then, or just assuming they know all about this, I will turn to somebody. If it had been like that room where I didn't know anything, I would turn to them and say, do you know how to do this stuff? And if they were like, no, and like the deer in the headlights, I'd be like, me neither, but next month is going to be about like marketing or whatever it takes to make somebody feel like they're not alone if they're the deer in the headlights that day, you know? And I just always want people to feel like I found my people. Like they walk into the room, whether it's a meetup or a WordCamp or whatever it is, I want them to be able to approach. I want to give that smile that says to somebody, you can be part of our group. And I want people to leave there feeling like I'm part of something amazing and something big, and people included me and they liked me. And so if I can help bridge that gap so that people feel included, then I want them to. I want people to come into our fold and have the experiences that I've had. I have been tremendously blessed by this community. Has it been all roses? No. Do I have arch enemies? Yes, I do. But they probably see me that way. I just live my life and move on. But I don't want other people to kind of like come and then leave because they didn't feel like they belonged where they found. If they feel like they didn't belong, it's because of something internal to them, not because they weren't embraced and invited in. So I sit at tables with people I don't know. I sit at a table that's empty and invite people to join me. I call people across while I'm sitting. If I'm repping a table like we were, and I see somebody walk by, I'll just say, hey, welcome. You know, do you have any questions? Whatever it is. This is your first time. You can tell a first timer. Is this your first WordCamp? And they're the ones going, do I wear my name tag around my neck, or, you know, kind of thing. So yeah. I just always, always, always want to be the person that says, everybody here has value and everybody here has something to share and everybody here can learn something from everybody else. And if you're the person in the room that is so elite, you can't talk to the newbie or thinks you don't have something to learn, then you don't belong in our group anymore because you have elited yourself right out of it.
Yeah.
We got to yeet the elite. I just made that. Or take a look at yourself in the mirror, humble yourself and remember what it was like when you first joined a group of people. I don't care if you're the CEO of a company. I don't care if you are the janitor of a company. Everybody has a place. I've been both, right? I was a freelancer and I was the CEO of my own little one person company. But I also started my life. My very first job ever was janitor of my church. And so no matter who you are, you contribute to society, you contribute to the community, you contribute to your place of employment. And everybody should be treated with equal respect. So I just got on my soapbox again, didn't I?
You did, but I like your soapbox a lot. I do, because some of the best experiences that I've had have been, and some of the best experiences that I've had are sitting next to somebody who's brand new and they've got the schedule printed out in their hand or on their phone or something, and they're not sure which to go to. And I ask them, what do you do? What are you doing with WordPress? And then say, oh, well, this person's, you know, knowing the topics and then being able to like help somebody match that up. That has always been like, okay, I've been of service. I'm helping somebody get on their way. I don't know if I'm out of practice on doing it, but, or maybe just, it took a lot of effort for me. I was tired the entire time I was there.
It was exhausting.
But just like the whole, like getting everything ready at home, getting everything ready to go, not feeling like I rehearsed my talk at all. And so getting up at 4 a.m. and rehearsing, I was so tired, but I just didn't have it in me. And I'm watching you and I'm like, how does she do it? How does she do it? Because you're just like, but honestly, I think because this is sort of like your purpose, your life purpose. And when you're on purpose, you get energized by that experience of welcoming someone and connecting with someone new. And so I feel like this is your purpose of just like helping new people feel like they belong, helping, you know, there's a lot of people who've been in the community for a really long time that are very introverted, and but you make everybody feel so welcome and people want to celebrate that. And I also love that you won the GoDaddy prize. I was just like, how perfect that you're going to use this for the shirt, because we all got these speaker shirts and Michelle had everybody sign it. And so you're going to use that.
I ordered it. It's supposed to, the display case arrives on Monday. So I'm excited about that.
I just felt like that was just like a serendipitous miracle. Like it just highlighted almost like, you know, the divine way of the universe is like, yeah, let's just show Michelle's doing, this is what Michelle does. This is what she does well. And we're going to play along too. It's just like, I was just so amazed with what you do at an event.
You should have seen some of the people's faces that I didn't even know and that might have been their first WordCamp. And I'm like, oh, you signed my shirt. They're like, me? I'm like, yeah, I signed my shirt. And that was in itself, I was like, I should bring a shirt to every WordCamp because that made people feel included and involved too. And that was so fun. Oh my gosh, it was so fun.
Yes, well, they are included and involved. They were part of the, because an event comes together very, you know, the people who show up make the event what it is. It's not, obviously, the speakers are great. The organizers are great. The volunteers are great. The sponsors are all great. All of those things. But the people who show up and interact with all of that make the event. So everyone who shows up brings a piece of themselves into it. So I love that you're doing that. I think all WordCamps should do something like that. Like something that represents, like, okay, if you were at WordCamp Phoenix 2019, there's something physical representative of the fact that you were a part of this.
Yeah, that's neat. Speaking of WordCamp Phoenix 2019, it was 2020, wasn't it? They still had the lost and found, and they still had a pair of eyeglasses that somebody had left at WordCamp in 2020, and I just about died when I was like, wait, what did they just say? They're like, still 3 years. If you don't claim them this time, we're getting rid of them.
Gosh, that's so funny. That organizing committee is just amazing.
They were phenomenal. And it was a truly accessible event for disabled folks like me. Everything, they had a little lift in there. Everything was accessible. It was really, really, really well done. So I read it was so close. We got to walk. I rolled. You walked from our hotel right over to the venue. So we didn't even have to Uber or anything, which is super awesome.
I felt like I was holding you back because I was walking so slow, but you could just like vroom. You could go so fast in that thing.
So the funny thing about those mobility scooters is there's a dial that will limit how fast you go, right? So, it doesn't say like minus to plus or slow to fast. It's literally got a picture of a turtle at one end and a rabbit at the other. And it's like, oh, baby, I have that on the rabbit all the time.
Yeah. Oh, that is so funny. You know, it did actually change, like, because where we live right now, we live in a very rural area. I mean, my backyard backs up to Army Corps land. There's all kinds of animals out there. And then there's a lake over there. So like, if I kept walking that way, it would be like 10 miles. Well, I'd hit a lake, but it's like nobody back there. Right. We're in DFW, but we're kind of on the edge of nowhere, which I kind of like. But for my husband, like his wheelchair is, I can't get that in the back. I've got an SUV, but there's no way. And even some of the Lyft drivers, even if they were there, I don't think the two of us could do it. He's like super limited of like his mobility. It's like this part of the house and that's about it. We could go for walks, but he doesn't want to. But like watching you like tooling around in downtown Phoenix, I'm like, this is more what we need now. We need to be in a more like city center, very accessible kind of place where I could say, all right, let's go. You're coming to the grocery store with me. No sitting around this house anymore. It would be so much better for him. Just watching how like easily everything was for you really inspired me to think about what can I do for him. So thank you.
Oh yeah. Hey, I hope he can get a scooter then. I was hoping something he could manage because it really does feel like freedom. I nicknamed my scooter Freedom.
Yeah.
Because I get to do things like I have traveled alone before I had a scooter, and I have to use wheelchair service in airports, and wheelchair service is great. The people there are great, but you still lose some of your freedom to just decide you're going to turn around and go look at something else. I want to go to the bathroom. I want to go grab a snack or whatever, because you feel like you're beholden to this person who's pushing you all over the place. And a lot of those are retired people, and I'm not a skinny person. I once had an 80-year-old guy pushing me across O'Hare, and I swear to God, he said to me that a year and a half before that he'd had a heart attack. And I'm like, oh dear God, don't let today be the second heart attack, because he's pushing my fat ass to the airport. So having my scooter come up between flights and everything, it really does give me the opportunity to just kind of like be where I want to go and do what I want to do. Yeah. And I still get to board the plane first. I go down all the way down to the jet bridge on that thing, pull out my cane and walk onto the plane slowly, but I walk onto the plane. Yeah. And it's, yeah. And I've had a really good experience this.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. I love that you name it freedom, because that's, mm-hmm. That's what this yeah. is all about. That's what WordPress is all about though, too. It's like giving yeah. people freedom to express their voice, giving people freedom to connect yeah. and yeah.
Democratizing publishing.
I just adore you.
Oh, likewise. I think you're the best. I will be your. I was like, I think I put this on. I don't remember where I put this. One of your things that you wrote somewhere. I was like, I will be your sidekick any day. Like I, like let's take the Kathy and Michelle show on the road, because I had so much fun with you.
Yeah, totally. Yep. That's why before we started, I was like, hey, have you seen this event? Hey.
Let's do it. It was really, really awesome. And honestly, the people who were there, just like, we were right next to the Beaver Builder guys. They were so fun. And right on the other side of them was Chad from Rocket.net. And he is just everybody. And if I like looked at them, even just to say hi, they're like, did you need something? Can I get you something? Like, they were just so amazingly like cued into everything, you know? And then,
yeah.
I can't believe I won. You know, the GoDaddy gift card. I was like, well, that's gonna buy the thing for my jersey.
That was just so perfect.
It was a good event. It was really, really. My soul needed it. It was a good event.
Yeah, really good. So the name of this episode, I decided while you were talking, is I found my people.
Oh yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah,
it fits me too.
It does. You know, as soon as I really did come into, I would say my first WordCamp, which was WordCamp Buffalo 2015, I think. Yeah. I, like, a friend invited me to go, and I didn't really know anybody there. And as soon as he walked in, I was like, there's somebody I know. And I like literally like puppy dogged after him all day, because I was like, I don't know these people. And then after a while, like, he was going to dev talks and I was not going to dev talks. So I was sitting in a room. Chris Lama gave a presentation I listened to. Mike Demo gave a presentation. I didn't mm-hmm. even know who they were. Like, I was so new to the scene. And I, like, literally on the drive home was like, when is the next WordCamp? What city is it in? And how fast can I get there? Because it was just yeah. like, yeah, it was amazing.
So
it's
awesome.
Just how people are. Yeah, I love it.
It is.
So awesome. So. Yeah. So yeah, I think we could go on the road, because we're both pretty accommodating people, and, you know, made a little bit of night, an evening here or there to just cocoon in my hotel room and recharge my batteries. But other than that, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely a lot of fun. So yeah, we have to do it again sometime. And absolutely. I'm really excited. I'm really, kudos to the Phoenix organizers for, you know, because this is one of the first in-person events, and it was just kind of like the perfect size for people to get comfortable again. Mm-hmm. I just think it was, I think we're back. I think as a community, yeah. it's okay to start up again, and mm-hmm. let's do this. So if you're listening and you're an organizer, hey, let us know how we can help you service your community, serve your community in the WordPress space, wherever you are, because I think it's really important. It's important it's not just important for WordPress and for all those of us who like earn a living in the WordPress space, but it's also important for your community to make sure that voices end up freely on the web. You know, the whole promise of democratization of our voices is so important to our communities. No matter where you live, no matter what kind of political situations you're in, or activism that needs to happen, or, you know, just like dog pictures and kitty cats and like all of the fun things too. Like, there's something really important about owning your own platform and building building your voice and your brand on something that you own rather than on other social media platforms. I mean, leverage them, but send them back to WordPress and your site. We're here for it. So, and we're here for you.
Absolutely. Let us know how we can help you. You can DM either one of us on Twitter. You can hit up the contact page on wpmotivate.com, or you can DM the WP Motivate Twitter account as well. We are paying attention to all those things, and we do. We want to be a resource for you because we've been where you are. And for some of you, we hope to get where you are. So we're somewhere in the middle. Anyway. Yeah. So yes, Kathy, I will be your people. If you'll be my people all day, every day.
Anytime. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right. Well, we don't know what the next week's going to bring us, but we will absolutely be back, and we look forward to talking to y'all again soon. Thanks for being here.
Bye.
This has been WP Motivate with Kathy Zant and Michelle Frechette. To learn more or to sponsor us, go to wpmotivate.com.